Hi, my name is Danny Morrell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. Hey, everybody, we are back. That's right, baby. First show of 2017. I am fired the heck up because a ton of you have been writing me and messaging me saying, hey, what's up? What's up? I need my my shot of adrenaline. I need my real estate sales show. What is going on? What is going on? I need it back. And so here we are, guys. First show of the year. I've got to tell you, it was fantastic for me personally to step away for a couple of weeks, take a little bit of a break, take a little bit of a breather. Listen, I'll be honest with you, man. When you go as hard as we do, you get some wear and tear, right? You get some wear and tear. As a matter of fact, it's only been 4 days. I'm feeling it right now because I literally have gone so hard. I've been forgetting to eat and stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know, you ever gone that hard, right? Waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, getting to bed at 11 to repeat the next day and repeating several days in a row. Hey, man, listen, I got to tell you guys, when you're obsessed with results and you're obsessed with helping others and you're obsessed with your mission and your dream, that's the price you're willing to pay. And by the way, guys, as you hear me say and you hear me use the words obsessed, ladies and gentlemen, I think you all know this already because a ton of you follow me on Facebook and on Instagram. And by the way, I want to say thank you. You're all so encouraging and so kind, and I'm happy to help you in any way I can. But you already have heard, and if you didn't, Relentless 2017, the guest speaker will be none other than Mr. Obsessed himself, Mr. Boba, Uncle G, everybody's favorite uncle, Mr. Grant Cardone, is coming to Intero Real Estate Services and to the Real Estate Sales Show. So a bunch of you have already messaged me saying, I don't care the cost, I'm coming, give me my ticket now. And it's going to be that kind of event. We're expecting about 1,500 people. You know, quite honestly, we could probably even get 5,000 people to come. But we want to keep it tight. We want to keep it intimate. And, you know, the way this works, all of our agents of our company are in for free because we love them. And that's what we're here to do, is to inspire them. And then we're going to probably have a couple of tickets available for the public. So keep an eye out on this show. Keep an eye out on my Instagram account. Keep an eye out on Facebook to find out where you can get your tickets. Because trust me, I'll let you know right now, it's going to sell out just like last one did, all right? And the last Relentless sold out in about 3 weeks. I think this is going to happen a lot faster, okay? Guys, I'm going to talk to you about a lot today, and you're going to need to grab your pen and paper because you're going to want to take some notes today. Specifically, I'm going to talk to you about the way the Grant Cardone situation came about, which, by the way, he is going to be a guest on this show, which is fantastic. I'm going to give you 4 tips and 4 points on what you got to do in order to make sure that you have the breakthrough that you want in 2017. And more than anything, I'm going to be giving you the meat and potatoes of how to go out and sell a lot of houses, okay? So before we do that, I want to share with you what happened with this situation with Grant Cardone, because it's obviously the thing that's on my mind right now. My good friend and partner, Oscar Mendoza, and my brother, Anthony Morrell, for a while now have been telling me, man, you got to listen to this guy. This guy's good. This guy's like really good. He's right up our alley. He believes what we believe. He's talking our language. And after doing that, I said, yeah, he's good, man. He's the real deal. You know, it takes quite a bit to impress me. And he definitely impressed me with just his power and his realness. And then they threw out, or no, I had the idea. I said, you know what? What if for 2017 we can get him to come out, right? As I was thinking that, I messaged Oscar and Anthony and I said, hey guys, and Oscar hits me up right away. He says, that was my idea. Imagine if we could pull that off. Nobody is crazy enough to do that. Nobody is crazy enough to do that, right? And And whenever anybody tells me nobody's crazy enough to do it, then that means they're basically saying, Danny, this is what you must do. You ever watch those videos, like those Chinese movies, right? When they're talking and they're going off, and then there's the subtitles, or Spanish movies or whatever, where they're saying something and then the words, right? That's what it felt like in that moment, or in any moment, guys. And I hope that you feel the same way. When someone tells you that's impossible, or when someone tells you nobody's crazy enough to do it, that's basically them saying, that's exactly what you have to do. So I reached out, you know, and I figured it was going to be a hefty price. You know, that's what I figured. And got on the phone with his people, so forth and so on. And, you know, what I heard, the sticker price, I thought, oh, my God. And I instantly just kind of started having heart palpitations, right? Because right off the bat, man, you guys know you want something, you want to achieve it. And then you realize the price you got to pay to get it, right? And that's when you get a little bit nervous, right? And some of you may be experiencing this with your goals. Some of you are ready right now, this year, to triple what you did last year, right? And then when you think about it, it's like, oh my God, that's a lot. Things are going to have to change. I'm going to have to get staff. I'm going to have to get, you know, new clothes. I'm going to have to perfect my sales skills. I'm going to have to get better at my time management, right? All of this is going to have to happen in order for me to hit my goal, right? Well, that's kind of like what happened with me. It's like, you know, I want to bring this guy. My people deserve it. I want to show my folks that that we'll stop at nothing to bless them and to help them with their businesses. But, man, that sticker price was kind of shocking, right? And that's when it hit me, guys. And I'm a big believer in cost versus value. I'm a big believer in the value of value compared to cost. And as a matter of fact, you know, in our industry, the numbers show and the numbers prove what the disease of cost thinking is doing to our industry, right? And that's what I call it. I call it a disease, right? I call it the prostitution of the brokers of the industry, right? That all of a sudden, a couple years back, people came up with this great idea that everybody started fighting over cost instead of fighting over value. You know, on the real estate level, you know, you should challenge yourself to always think value and to always fight over value and to always present value and to never talk about cost or to never fight over cost or to never make a move or do anything when it comes to cost. That's called stupid. That's what that's called. At least that's what I think, right? I think we all have a choice of where we're going to shop, Nordstrom's or the swap meet, right? And the minute you start thinking cost, guess what you're doing to yourself? You just became the swap meet. You know, you just became a walking example of the swap meet, right? And so I started hearing all of this conversation in my head, and I started hearing what I teach all of you guys and what I teach our people, and how I teach that, you know, your standards are everything, and how I teach that you got to defend the garments that you put on your body and the quality of that, right? And that you have to demand and expect the best in every area of life. And that even when it comes to the food that you put in your body, you want to shop at better grocery stores because better grocery stores have better options for you and your family, which means your family will be healthier, right? I started thinking about all of that stuff and I thought, wait a minute, ain't this the same thing? Isn't this essentially the same thing that you always talk about? And then what does the ego do, guys? The ego does what the ego does. The ego does what the ego knows to do. The ego starts saying, yeah, man, but you're tripping right now because, yeah, you were talking about like a gallon of milk, you know? A gallon of milk, $2 gallon of milk versus a $3.50 gallon of milk for organic, that's a little bit different than this. This is big. This is like earth-shattering. This is like no one has the guts to pull this off. Maybe on the national level, yes, of course. Yeah, your bigger brands. But here on the local level, a small privately owned company, no, nobody has the guts to pull that off. Nobody, right? And then I just started thinking, cost versus value, cost versus value. What are you about, Danny? Come on. Come on, step up. What are you about? What are you about? What's the value you're trying to bring to the world? What's the impact you're trying to bring to the world? What's the abundance and the mindset that you're trying to bring into people's lives? And in that moment, I just kind of let it go. I let it go and I said, you know what, man? Our people are worth it for sure. And I'm never going to allow them to manifest all their dreams. And I'm never going to help them in order to think bigger if you don't start doing the same, right? So contract is signed. Deposit is sent. Grant Cardone will be here. Now, here's another lesson I'm going to teach you. We don't know where we're having this thing. And we don't know when it is. And why is that? Because the details ain't important, guys. The details ain't important. That's another little thing that I want you to learn from this episode right here, is that sometimes in life, you know, you start worrying about how things are going to happen and the details of what's going to happen. Stop worrying about how things are going to happen. Start focusing on what you want to make happen, right? Perfect example is, I can't sell you a ticket even though you guys are all pounding down my door right now to buy a ticket from me, even if I wanted to. Why? We don't have a venue, right? And we don't have a date. But guess what? We're going to have a venue and we're going to have a date, right? That's called supreme faith in yourself. Think about that for a second. Writing a contract, sending some money, telling the world, and then saying, oh, okay, now let me go figure it out, right? Well, in reality, when you're a top producing individual in this industry or in any industry for that matter, that's what you got to learn to do. You got to learn to be that kind of person that says, I'm going to do this. I'm going to accomplish that. I will have it by this date. And when people ask you, right, when the negative people ask you, well, how are you going to do that? In your heart, you say, it doesn't matter how you're going to do it. I'm going to figure it out because I trust my instincts. I trust my guts. I trust myself. I trust my God-given ability to manifest whatever it is that I think about in this world. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Because the reality is that a lot of us are excited about 2017. A lot of us are really passionate. A lot of us have been saying that this is going to be the year. I'll give you a perfect example. I was excited about the day, but it's 12 o'clock right now and I haven't made any phone calls. So being excited about the day and doing the thing, right? Doing the work. Those are two completely separate things. Saying it's going to be the best year of your life and having it be the best year of your life. Look it. Those are two completely separate things. So I want to share with you 4 points on how to ensure that this thing happens. And listen to me. What I share with you, man, when I say 4 points, I'm not going to waste your time. You know me better than that. I'm going to give you the best. I'm going to give you reality. I'm going to give you the principles that I learned, right? The principles that I learned through trial and error. The principles that I have mastered. The things that I know work to cause impact, to cause change, to cause growth. Those are the things that we're going to talk about today. I got 4 points for you. Number one, guys, if you want 2017 to happen for you, number one, you must have supreme clarity in what you want. Write that down. Supreme clarity in what you want. Okay? And I'll tell you a mistake that a lot of people make when it comes to sales and specifically real estate sales. A lot of people in our industry tend to focus on volume or tend to focus on income, right? And the way I always did it and the way that always worked for me is that I never focused on those things as much as I focused on units, right? Units. And so you should be supremely clear in the amount of units that you are going to move in the following three categories. Number one, listings taken. It's the number one most important category. It is the key indicator. It is the thing that drives everything. It's the thing that drives every result is listings taken. That was my phone. Sorry about that. Listings taken. Okay. Why? Because listings is what's going to give you the leverage you need in order to have a great business and have a great life. That's why, right? You didn't get in this business to want to say, oh, you know what I'm going to do, man? I'm going to spend way less time with my family someday. That's my goal in life, right? You didn't do that. You didn't get in this business to say, you know what, man? I someday I'm going to work 7 days a week and not have a life. You didn't say that when you got in this business or when you were younger, did you? You didn't say, you know what, someday I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a divorce because my spouse is so pissed off at me and so mad at me because she or he doesn't get to see me. Yeah, that's not your dreams. If they are, like, you're kind of weird, but that's not what you really want deep inside. You want it all, man. You want it all. you want to have your cake and eat it too, right? You want to make the sales and have a great life. Now, look, sometimes it's tough to have that happen, but if there's one way to make it happen in our industry, in our business, it's by generating listings. And that's the first thing you need clarity in. The second thing you need clarity in, write this down, is sales opened. Sales opened. Sales opened. By the way, a little reminder, follow me on Instagram. Every morning I'm posting on my story that I'm up and that I'm doing the things we all should be doing. It's one thing to talk, it's another thing to actually get the job done. Sales opened, right? And the reason why you need to know how many sales are going to open is because typically, if you're doing a halfway decent job, right about 80 to 85% of those sales open will drive, number three, deals closed. Deals closed. And that's what we all want, guys. We want deals closed, right? Now, I'm going to teach you something. I'm going to teach you a real quick way to figure out the way all these numbers should work. You take the amount of deals that you want to close. You work it backwards. Let's say I want to close 20 deals. And 20 deals, I have that number. That's number 20. Well, the amount of listings that you take, listen to me very carefully, should be at a 1-to-1 ratio for listings taken to deals closed. So that means that you need to take how many listings? You got it, 20 listings. 20 listings. And then if you know that right about 80% of your sales are going to close, then you essentially have to figure out what number the number in the middle is. And if you want to close 20 transactions, I believe that you're looking at somewhere close to 25 sales opened. Crystal clear on what you want. There's other categories that you need to be crystal clear in, right? What do you want for your health? What do you want for your savings? What do you want for your finances? What do you want for your contribution, right? And don't limit yourself. Think big this year in 2017, because whatever it is that you think, that's what you're going to manifest. Number two, you have to understand here why you want it. Why you want it. Why you want it. Why are those numbers so important to you? Why are those numbers so important to you? Hang on, someone wanting to join the company is just texting me. So I'm going to shoot him a text back. Why are the numbers so important to you? Why, you see, when you're obsessed, you get the job done no matter what, right? Why are the numbers so important to you, guys? Why? What's that going to do for you? Why is that important to you? You know, a big number that people throw around is 100, 100 deals closed. As a matter of fact, let me talk to you about something. You know what the other thing you need to get over? You need to get over that 30 transactions a year is a big deal. That's not a big deal. It's not. It's a big deal when you make it a big deal, right? That's essentially a little bit over helping two families a month. Come on now, full time? That's not a big deal. It's a big deal in our industry because you're making about $250,000 a year. But when you really talk about what is possible and what you should be helping 4 to 8 families a month, every single month, no matter what happens, right? But why is that not a big deal? Because that's out of reach. And why is that out of reach? Because the number attached to that number means that you're making serious income and people have a hard time understanding that you're really meant to make that kind of income. So 30 deals a year in our industry is a big deal. But it's only a big deal, not because it's hard work, not because it means that you know, went out there and did your best, not because of any of that. It's because of the financial number attached to it. And that's what people think is like, oh, wow, that's pretty good. Pretty good is stupid. That's what pretty good is. What's really a big deal? Push for 100 transactions. Now I know for some of you, listen, some of you are like, oh, my God. Whoa, hold on a second. How are you talking 100? Wait, what? Yeah, look, don't worry about all that. First get 10. First get 10, okay? And then once you hit 10, I want you to go for 20. And then once you hit 20, guess what? Yep, you're going for 30. The key is don't stop there, because that's where everybody stops. Once you get to 30, you gotta go to all your friends, all your family members, and you gotta go say, listen, here's $5,000. Here's $5,000. If I don't close 40 transactions this year, cash my check. Because guess what? Well, then you're gonna do it, right? It's only 10 more, and you've been growing by 10 every single year. I see thousands of people that work 5 years, get to 30, and then boom, they're stuck for the next 15 years, stuck at 30. Why? Because of what they believe there is their internal value. It's their internal value system. That's why. Because that's what they believe they should be earning. It's a trip when you think about it, huh? 30 ain't a big deal. Not a big deal at all. Got to understand why you want what you want, right? What's the driving force? What's the driving indicator, right? What's the thing that you want to provide for your family? You know, maybe you want to move and give them a better home, or maybe you want to give them a vacation, right? And you know, you want to do whatever it takes to make that happen for them. Or maybe your kids are going off to college and you need to provide for that, right? Or maybe you want to buy a couple of apartments, right? Have a big goal for that this year. Hopefully you do as well, right? And you're going to need to save some money in order to put down payments on stuff, right? Or maybe you want to give back to your church and help bless people. Or maybe once a quarter you want to go buy, I'll give you an idea. We did this for, I'm just giving you an idea, by the way. I'm not bragging in any way, shape, or form. But we did this for Christmas this year. And my wife and I decided we need to do this like every quarter at least. But we bought like a couple hundred gift cards at a grocery store in the poorest area that you can imagine, at least here locally. And we just stood outside. And whenever we saw like a mom with kids or like a dad with kids, right? Because it's just very, it's a touchy place for us because we were once there. We just walked up to them and blessed them and gave them a gift card. And look, some people wanted to beat us up, right? Because when you go in the rough areas, that's what they think is about to happen. So people were like, hey, whoa. And I was like, no, hold on, here you go. And then other people would get mad at us, like, why are you giving me this? I'm just trying to bless you. I'm just trying to hook you up, right? I'm just trying to take care of you. But I want to keep doing that every quarter because I want to teach the kids that giving is important, right? So maybe that's important to you. Okay, but you can't give what you don't have, guys. Write that one down. You can't give what you don't have. You can't give success if you don't have success. You can't give abundance if you don't have abundance. You can't bless others if you're not blessed. Think about that for a second. Number three, the price you have to pay to get it. The price you have to pay to make it happen. The price you have to pay, guys. Listen to me. Like what I said a little bit earlier, it's 12 o'clock, right? We've got about 30 new agents back there that are joining the company, right? At 1, I got to get in there and I got to lead a class. It's our onboarding that happens on a monthly basis, right? But as soon as I get done with this, man, I got some lead follow-up to do, man. I got some lead follow-up to do. We're going to sell 4,000 homes this year, and there's a lot of people that want to join the company from all over the place. We got people in Las Vegas, Arizona, Texas, Northern. It's going nuts right now. Well, they're just not going to come to you. You got to follow up, man. You got to pay the price. You got to make the calls that you got to make, right? You got to go out there and knock on the doors. You got to host the open houses, and you better have a plan as to how many activities it's going to take you in order to accomplish the thing that you want to accomplish. You got to be very clear with the price that you have to pay. And last but not least, because those are the three most important, but I think this one is critical. Number four, daily reminders. I think I have my journal here. Hang on. Daily reminders. Write that down. Or I might have left it at home this morning. Daily reminders. Ah, here it is. Right, so here's our little journal. If you're watching online, by the way, if you haven't already done so, subscribe on YouTube so that you can listen on our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher on our Android or Libsyn, and at the same time, you can watch on YouTube. So just go to YouTube and type in my name, Danny Morrell. Right, but in 2017, here you go. I'm not going to show you what I'm committed to, but I got the 8 things that I'm committed to. Right, and it's big. I'm pushing it this year. I'm going all out this year. It's going to require my best. It's going to make me tired. It's going to cause me to have to wake up a little bit earlier. It's going to have to make me do more classes for our people, more training, more value, more breakthroughs are going to happen. We're going to create some millionaires in this place, right? Well, in order to do that, I've got to understand, and you've got to understand, we're human beings, guys. We're human beings. And sometimes we feel like it, and sometimes we don't feel like it. right? And sometimes we're clear with the price we have to pay, and sometimes we're not clear with the price we have to pay. And so that's what this is all about, guys. It's a daily reminder. This has to happen 7 days a week. And I know that may seem fanatical, but that's what I want you to focus on. I want you to challenge yourself 7 days a week to remind yourself. Just grab your journal, first thing in your morning, part of your morning routine, right? And just open it up and write it down. And write down the things that you're committed to, both for the year and for the day. Why? Because no matter what happens or no matter what you feel like, the job still has to get done, guys. The job still has to get done. And so what this does, the purpose that this serves, is in those moments where you're not going to feel like it, because they're going to happen, it serves as a reminder of what you're committed to accomplishing. Guys, I am convinced, for some of us that have been doing this long enough, we went through this past recession. We felt it, right? Some of us went through some major spiritual and emotional downturns, right? And then at about 2010 or so, things started to get like the sun came back up, right? And about 2011 or so, that's when hopefully you started, you know, going after it again, right? If you look at the timeline, I think for some of us, we've been planting our seeds for the last 6-7 years or so. And what I mean by planting our seeds is we've been learning how to prospect better. We've been attending more seminars. We've been reading more books. We've been mastering more scripts. We've been memorizing more dialogues. We've just been planting seeds of greatness, right? Well, I'm a big believer in the fact that 2017 is the year of the harvest. I really believe that. I really believe that if you've been putting in the work in these last 5 years or so, that guess what? 2017 is the year for harvest. It's the year for all those seeds you've been planting to come back and bear fruit, right? And if you think about it, guys, you're like a tree, right? You're really like a tree, and the amount of fruit you bear is all dependent on how good the water is and how good the soil is. And so I hope that you are ready for an incredible 2017, because I know we are. Grant Cardone, Uncle G, is coming to Relentless. If you've never heard about Relentless, go to relentlessevent.com. You'll see last year's video, last year's guest speaker, all that good stuff. That'll most likely be the same URL that we use for this year. I'll just be announcing when the tickets are available. And we're going to have two tickets, general admission, three tickets, general admission, upfront seating, and VIP. And VIP is going to get a private meet and greet with the man himself, Uncle G, baby. Guys, this is going to be an incredible 2017. Episode one of the Real Estate Sales Show is a wrap. And if you didn't get the picture, I started the show this way, just me and you, because we're going to have a lot more sessions of just me and you this year. And hopefully you like that. Hopefully you appreciate that, because I've got a bunch to teach you. And I've got a bunch to hold you accountable to. I've got a bunch to inspire you to do. It's going to be a fantastic year here on the Real Estate Sales Show. We will see you next time. See you on Instagram. See you on Facebook. Or see you locally here in Southern California. Talk to you soon. Bye, guys.